Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, it's good to see such a good attendance this first Friday of October. Our Lord has been fasting for a long time, and he's hungry. He's hungry for what? He's hungry for souls. He's hungry to feed us with his body and blood in Holy Communion, especially your Holy Communion of Reparation today. God bless you for coming. And try to come every first Friday and give our Lord the food that he desires. Now, the other food that our Lord desires, he said so himself in the Gospel, is to do his Father's will. And that's what I want to think about with you today, this first Friday of October. Sunday we had Angel Sunday. And when we see a picture of a guardian angel, most often that angel is depicted by the artist as sort of like a rather large, amorphous being, neither a man nor a woman, because angels are spirits. They don't have bodies, really, with big wings. And usually he's hovering over a couple of children who are near water. And the danger is they're in danger of falling into the drink. And the angel delivers them. He protects them. Well, that's the story of today's saint. And his name is Saint Placid. And he actually did fall into the water, but because of holy obedience, he had an angel who was a classmate of his, a few years older, to deliver him. Placid, along with his classmate Maros, were sons of upper-class families in Rome of the time of Saint Benedict, and I think that his father perhaps was a general. And at that time, Saint Benedict had his headquarters at a place called Subiaco. There was a monastery and a school for boys there. And at Subiaco, the emperor, I think it was the Emperor Nero, something he did good for a change. The Emperor Nero had built large water reservoirs. We would say today artificial lakes. I used to visit an artificial lake like that in Missouri. Well, this artificial lake was very, very deep. It wasn't for hunting or for fishing or swimming or anything. It was just for holding water. And right away, there was a huge drop-off. And because it was so deep, there were treacherous currents. Well, the boy was sent to draw the water for the monks and the students. Back then, they didn't have pipes. They didn't have running water. If you wanted their running water was, you would run to get it. So he ran to get the water that day, and he fell in. He was about 14, and he didn't know how to swim. Placid didn't. Well, Saint Benedict is at the window, and he sees, like a guardian angel, because he's the father and the superior, the father abbot, he sees what's going on. He's going to take care of things. He says a prayer, and he sends out Maros, a boy a few years older than Placid, who, as a matter of fact, did know how to swim. And he says, Maros, hurry. Placid's gotten himself in the water, and catch him before he drowns. Well, Maros is so intent on what? On being obedient. Aha. He doesn't stop, as some of you would, to say, well, you know, that's awful deep, and those currents are pretty treacherous. He doesn't stop to give you his reflections, his objections. That's the miracle. He just obeys. He just does what he's told. And he's obeying on a mission of mercy. So he runs out, and without realizing it, what happens? He's walking on water. A miracle, such as our blessed Savior himself performed, because instead of stopping to talk and object, he did what he was told. Wow. It's so rare. When God sees it, he thinks of his dearly beloved Son, and he works a miracle. So he's walking on water. Well, if you're walking on water, you get there rather quickly. And so there he comes to the place where poor Placid is. Glug, glug. He's under the water by now. He's just about ready to start drowning, properly speaking. And the currents have carried him far from shore. And he reaches in and grabs the boy by the scruff of his neck and pulls him out and walks him back to land. What a beautiful miracle. Afterwards, everyone's talking about it, of course. And Maros is told by Saint Benedict, he says, Son, that's because you were obedient. And Placid says, but when I looked up, I didn't see Maros. I saw St. Benedict. I saw the cowl or the hood of his habit over the water, because it was because of the prayers of St. Benedict. But it also took that one boy was being obedient. The angels became angels, and thus qualified to be our guardian angels, which for an angel, you know, children is sort of a letdown, but they're so humble they don't mind. Because each angel is like a whole universe unto himself. So powerful, beautiful, and intelligent, but they don't mind taking care of us. Why? It's God's will, and they're full of love. An angel became an angel as opposed to becoming a devil. Why? Obedience. Yes, it was obedience. God let the angels know when they had their test. You have to have a test in life. That's why if you're having a crisis, don't feel bad about it, because you have to have a test. God is always giving us tests so that we'll pass the test, get a good report card, save our souls. Well, the test for the angels was that God's Son, the Word of God, uncreated, who never had a beginning, God's image, God the Son, would become not an angel, but become a man. And we human beings are very puny. Next to the angels, we're much, much lower. But that's how humble our Lord was. He became a man to save us men, human beings, who had fallen into sin and disobedience and too much talking and failing our tests and everything else. Well, the angels who said, yes, we obey, we worship the Son of God made man, the incarnation, Jesus Christ, they are the glorious angels of heaven. And those who said, no, that can't be, I'd never worship a man, they went down to hell. And they'll be in hell for all eternity, because angels, once they make up their mind to do something, they can't change their mind. They make no mistakes. Make no mistake about it. An angel is so intelligent, he never makes a mistake. Angels don't need erasers on their pencils or a delete button on their computer. They just don't make mistakes. They think it through, unlike us. That's our saving feature. So the angels who are now our guardians, what are they doing? One of the reasons they love to take care of us children is to replace their number in heaven one day. So there was an angel who became a devil, and now maybe one of you who's a devil, some of the time anyway, you could become an angel. How? By obedience, by doing God's holy will, as did Maros, saving Placid, our saint of the day. But if we are disobedient, if we're rebellious, if we always have to talk back and always question, never really submit our will, then there's still a hope for us, because there's always hope with the mercies of our Lord. If we're disobedient and proud, we should imitate St. Placid. How is that? We should get into the water. That was a huge lake, very deep. Our Lord's mercy, children, is an ocean. Have you ever seen the ocean? There's just no end to it. That's the mercy of Jesus Christ, of his Sacred Heart for us. How do we get into that water? Sometimes we slip in. We have no choice. We've lost our bearings, our footings. We just end up there in the mercy of our Lord. Sometimes we do something so bad, so stupid, so hurtful, that our family's upset with us, and our friends aren't with us anymore, and we've gotten into terrible trouble. The only place to get after that is to the water, the ocean, God's mercy, the forgiveness of the Sacred Heart of Jesus towards us. And when we get into the water, what does our Lord do? He saves us, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. That's how much the Sacred Heart of Jesus loves us. And when we come to Mass and make our communion of reparation on First Fridays to the Sacred Heart, why, what we're doing is we're showing our thankfulness to our Lord. But first of all, I think we're getting into the water. We're saving ourselves, not by our own merits or deserts, but just because of the mercy of our Lord. So today, this first Friday, F, first Friday, two Fs, I want to give you three Fs to try to remember all day long today. The first F is for forget. Forget yourself and even forget your sins. Don't think about yourself today anymore. Lose your footing. Slip in to the mercy of God. He won't be hard on you. He loves you. He's got a wonderful plan for you. Lose your footing. Lose yourself in the water, which is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the ocean of mercy. And then, finally, well, fall in. If you fall in, you'll be saved. That's the only way to get saved, is for us to fall in to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. It's just an ocean of mercy for us, poor sinners. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.